As the girls would sit inside each day and watch while their male peers were allowed outside to play sports, Nita Graham grew bored. That was almost 70 years ago.
My dad and mother got my report card, and they were not pleased at all. And they wanted to know what the problem was. And I explained to them that at school, when the boys went out to play, the girls stayed in. It was just not fair. This wasn't fair at all.
Nita's father spoke to the principal. After the talk, the principal allowed girls to participate in sports. He also encouraged Nita to pursue a career in athletics by becoming a physical education teacher, something before that moment she didn't realize was a possibility.
We had talked before about my going to college, and I was certainly going to go. The principal said, well, you know, you could be a physical education teacher since you'd like to do that kind of thing. And I didn't know there was such a thing at that time.
Nita practiced with the boys, but the state wouldn't allow her to compete. She took her principal's advice and pursued a physical education degree at Florence State Teachers College. She taught PE in high school in Alabama and college in Georgia, and obtained a master's degree from George Peabody College for Teachers. In 1956, she took a position at Murray State University.
The only thing that I could beat her in was ice skating.
That's Margaret Simmons, a now retired track coach and administrator for women's athletics at Murray State.
Because I'm from Northern Ohio and she is from Alabama. So, man, when Blood River froze over one year, I found my ice skates and I said, let's go. And she wasn't worth a nickel, which really delighted me because she was so good at everything else. I mean, she could beat you left-handed.
When Simmons arrived at MSU, Nita was the only other woman in the PE department. It was these two women together who brought women's sports to MSU. Simmons doesn't recall the exact moment she and Nita decided women should be able to play competitively, but they both knew it needed to happen. Simmons reached out to the university president.
I wrote the letter to Dr. Woods, and so he gave us some money for women's tennis and women's track.
Simmons says they didn't make it a women's rights issue or take on an activist role that would make a lot of noise.
I think we were pretty progressive. I think Nita and I were sneaky successful.
Nita recalls having a budget of just $300. Any expenses beyond that came from her own resources or from a few people who helped her early on. While there was tension from those who still opposed women playing competitively, others saw the need for women's sports. Former MSU men's tennis coach Ron Underwood provided Nita with her first uniforms for the first women's tennis team. Carolyn Wells Terrell, who recently retired from teaching science in Texas, was one of the first student athletes on Nita's team.
I formally met her when she started the first officially recognized women's tennis team, probably fall of 1966 or spring of 67.
Terrell recalls packing up in Nita's car, taking night trips down dirt roads to play in Memphis. She says the girls would sleep in the gym the night before a tournament.
We even made a tour down to a tournament and played in at Mississippi State College for Women, and I was so impressed when I found out that they actually gave scholarships. You know, not just recognize that the girls had a right to play sports, but also help with their education. At Murray State, you know, I watched the men's team play knowing that they were on scholarships, and I was on loans. I've always resented that.
Terrell remembers feeling like a second-class citizen and credits Nita for helping her get through school.
It meant the world. You didn't have that opportunity back then for women. Title IX hadn't even been thought up yet, much less passed.
Patsy Beanchip was on the team between 71 and 75.
She taught me to know who I am, you know, to find out who I am and to love who I am. No matter what, and to be the best that I could be. I mean, I was a good tennis player, but she made me better.
Beecham received her master's in secondary education and went on to be the executive director of the Girl Scouts of Northwestern Lakes for 22 years. Beecham says her ability to lead stemmed from watching Nita.
She wouldn't take no from anybody. She just keep going back.
By the 1980s, the NCAA began offering women's championships.
We had a lot compared to what 10 years prior had.
That's Carla Guthrie, who now works in geriatric care in Lexington, Kentucky. After 2 years of college in Florida, Guthrie transferred to Murray to finish her degree. She was an early recruit brought in by Nita.
Quite funny, quite witty, very smart, very kind person. I think she really was a really big mentor to me. I think she was trying to be a mentor to all of us, but I remained close with her over the years.
The first year Guthrie was on the team, the girls were undefeated. Nita retired in 1982. She never cut a player and managed a 204-67 win-loss record, one of the best in university history. In 1987, Nita became the second woman inducted into the MSU Athletic Hall of Fame. Several of the girls she coached have stayed in contact with her over the years.
I visited her at her home place a few years back, and I just can't believe how tough she is. I mean, she is just one tough lady, and she pulled those thistles out there at her home and in the heat, and I just said, why are you doing that? And she said, because I don't like thistles. I thought, who really cares about the thistles? Well, she really cares about the thistles, and she would get out there and she would cut them. And she could really barely walk.
While at Murray State, Nita married Robert Head. Her husband says her strong work ethic and tenacity are complemented by her sense of wonder.
Nita has always been interested in the natural world, the arts, and in continuing to learn. Nita believes in the education of the whole person.
In an effort to continue this strong belief in education, the two donated Nita's 491-acre farm to the Alabama Cooperative Extension System as a gift to the community and an opportunity for environmental education and stewardship. Nita is 84 years old, and despite physical limitations, still maintains a rock garden that greets her guest. The rock garden is immaculate, but Nita sees that there is still work that can be done. This steadfast attitude is why MSU was offering women opportunities well before it was a requirement. Patsy Beecham says Nita did just what she believed needed to be done.
She taught us when we needed it. She led us when we needed it. She scolded us when we needed it. And she loved us when we needed it. And that's what she did.
I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray.